Singer-songwriter and guitarist Charlie Sexton burst out of Texas and onto the national scene in 1985 as a one-hit wonder. The song was Beats So Lonely. Sexton spent the next 2 decades working with veteran musicians such as Keith Richards and Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones, bluesman Charlie Musselwhite, and Bob Dylan. Sexton performed on Dylan's Grammy-winning 2001 CD, Love and Theft. Well, the latest CD from Charlie Sexton is titled Cruel and Gentle Things, and Meredith Oakes has our review.
The first time I heard, well, saw Charlie Sexton was on MTV. I was a teenager, and so was he. Tall and lanky, with chiseled features and gravity-defying jet-black hair, Sexton was enjoying 15 minutes of fame for this drum machine-driven hit from his debut album. That was Charlie Sexton then. This is Charlie Sexton now. Sexton's life story is kind of an anachronism, interchangeable with many pop and soul singers of the 1960s. A teenager with a hit record that wasn't exactly representative of what he could do, followed by relative obscurity. What Sexton could do, and still does, was play guitar, better than most of the folks around his home in Austin, a city renowned for its musicians. In all that time, Sexton has only made 4 solo albums, and this is the one that tells his story. The songs on Charlie Sexton's new CD are scattered snapshots of the last 10 years, small thoughts scribbled on scraps of paper that developed into an album after the fact. Sexton wrote these songs for himself without intending to release them, and they retain that unvarnished sound. He spent a good chunk of the past decade touring with Bob Dylan, and he captures the peculiar way that time turns into a blur when you're traveling a lot on songs like this one. They say that the songs of your childhood form your musical aesthetic for life. But with Charlie Sexton, who was already a skilled musician by age 17, you have to consider not only the blues and country music he heard as a little kid, but also the music that was popular when he started making records, the music of the 1980s. I can't figure out why else a guy from Texas would sound like Elvis Costello when he sings. The imprint of that era, combined with Sexton's mastery of roots music and love stories that revisit his travails, make this very personal CD an autobiography that's worth listening to.
The album from Charlie Sexton is Cruel and Gentle Things. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.